Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Willard has been in the news lately, still in the news, because of his departure to the University of Maryland. And lately, some things have been out about him and how things went down the stretch. Here in Maryland, how things went with the players at the NCAA tournament. So he's having to defend himself now, Ed.
Yeah, I don't quite know why he should defend himself, but I'm not happy with what he did, but I don't really care that much. But I find it funny that this is where people draw the line in the sand. We've had this before, and kind of, I thought Turgeon's departure was kind of graceless. It was midseason, and just left those kids in alerts, kids you recruit and stuff, and now Willard's gone, but if it's true that that Maryland wasn't as interested in basketball, well, you heard what he said.
Yeah.
Basically didn't care about winning and stuff, and basically couldn't afford to stay an extra night on the road for, Power 5 conference basketball school. Like, I just don't quite get it. I wouldn't stay either if that were true. So I don't, I don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know what to believe, and I don't know why people are so interested in this.
Because he left. Yeah. The way he left, the departure. I'm with you. I don't care. Once you leave, I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Let's move on. The basketball program is the basketball program. I care less because they hired the guy that I wanted when they hired him. I wanted Buzz Williams when they hired Kevin Willard. I didn't dislike the Kevin Willard hire. I think he's an outstanding coach, but Buzz Williams, Jeremy, was my guy. So I think that's probably why I'm really ready to move on.
Yeah, I think you have to love, I don't know if all the pieces that Buzz brought in are going to work out. I mean, it's a lot to bring in and try to build a rapport with the team, but that's why you do this. We're seeing the transfer portal. But you can't tell me you're not unbelievably excited about what he put together in such a short period of time when it looked like Maryland was left high and dry, right? So I'd have to say, I agree with you. And Buzz was a guy that you and I both wanted to see come here.
Yeah.
We both like him. I know there's some people going, well, offensively, he doesn't do this. And then in this game, you got to be really offensive. No, you can be a good team defensively and still look at what Houston's been doing. Has it amounted to a national championship?
Yep.
But they're
Virginia doesn't.
Yeah. So it's not even to that effect. Like, Virginia and Houston are the extremes.
Yeah.
You can still play this game, play your style, and force teams to play it. And I like what he's done. And with Willard, the more and more I'm hearing about him, I like him less and less, but I don't give a rat's ass about him. I mean, I hope you lose, but I'm not going to sit here and worry about what he's doing up at Villanova. I will take some, I'll have a couple smiles there if I see them fall flat on their face.
But they won't.
Good luck filling Jay Wright's shoes.
They won't fall flat on their face.
No, because he's a good coach.
He's the best, but he's in the best position, Ed. You don't want to replace the legend.
You
want to
replace the guy who replaced the legend. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So he's he let somebody else be the buffer. Mm-hmm. Now he's coming in. He's gonna take over the job.
True.
Now he's gonna save him. Like, I thought that was his role here with Maryland. He didn't replace Gary Williams. He replaced the guy who replaced Gary Williams.
Yep.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Thirsty Thursday. Ed Norris likes to call this day.
Friday Eve, babe.
Is Maryland in a better situation now, in your opinion, Ed, than they were with Kevin Willard?
I would say so, yes, because I didn't think Willard was particularly happy here.
He says he loves the place.
Does he really?
No. He said it, but I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I don't think he was particularly happy here. I just get the sense talking to him, you know, when he would come on, whenever he came on, I don't know, that he didn't like it. I like talking to him. We had some, you know, he's from New York. We had that bit in common. We, you know, joke about that. But I think, you know, if you're not, I don't want people who don't want to be here. If you don't want to be in, you know, on our team or, you know, a coach, if you're not happy, then, you know, go.
This is what he says.
It's not going to work out.
He says before the opening round of the NCAA tournament, he was told that Villanova was interested in him. Mm-hmm. He looked at his agent and said, I'm not talking about that now. That's what I pay you for. You handle that. Then he goes on and says, it was really weird. It was a really weird feeling because there is no thought process of me leaving. But then the guy that hired you leaves, and now all of a sudden you have no idea who's coming in. And, oh, by the way, there's a really, really great program that wants you. That's when you have to start thinking about things. Mm-hmm. I get that.
Yeah.
You're here. I've been in that situation here. The guy that hired you left.
I was in a situation in Baltimore Police Department.
Yeah. So, and if there's somebody else who wants you, you're thinking, okay, who's coming in next? In that situation over there, I know what that is. They want me. They're a great program. Let me start thinking about this thing. So that part about that, there's some things about Willard's whole departure that I do get. I do. I don't like the way it was done, but I understand. If he would have left under different circumstances and handled it differently, I would have no beef with him at all. Mm-hmm. I just don't like the way he did things, but I understand. I would have left Maryland for Villanova. I'm Maryland fans, I'm telling you, I'm sorry. I'm leaving Maryland for Villanova. For those of you, it's Maryland. It's Villanova. They won two championships. More recently, the Maryland's won one. Mm-hmm. I'm leaving Maryland for Villanova.
I am too. I think we go back to it. I don't know what the right way to do this is because of, I mean, you got to strike while the iron's hot. You feel like they were waiting on him, so maybe he could have just pushed that aside or at least tried to. I don't know.
But I don't know what the situation was.
The only thing is, I just don't like what happened to the team that I like.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Let's go to Parkville and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Yo, man. Good morning.
Morning.
Something that Ed said that really resonated. If you're not happy where you are, it's like karma. It's going to rear its ugly head. It'll show your attitude, your relationships with your players and everything. So I think Maryland's in better shape right now.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris.
Is our show just doing okay? Because you didn't say great show as always, man. I was waiting for it. What happened, Chris? Was it just an average show today?
No. Oh. Ed was wearing a jacket.
I'm happy somebody ate your cheese.
Where's that tuna?
A little mouth.
410-583.
You know what you should do? I swear to God, we should print up pictures that says cheese thief and put them on the refrigerator.
Let's do that.
Put them on the door.
Okay.
Cheese
Let's
thief.
Who did it? Huge font.
Like, who has the balls to go into a community refrigerator to open it up and eat somebody else's food?
Well, nobody's here. That's not balls. That's cowardly. Kevin Brown joins us at 7:30, but on the other side, did Zach Orr, do you think he got enough credit for the defense's turnaround last year?
No.
We'll talk about it up next on The Fan.
Dean Pease.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Zach Orr was the one who changed what we did last year, and give John Harbaugh a lot of credit. You know, he was in there with us too, but I got to give Zach most of the credit for the adjustments that happened in that secondary and also helping us coaches. He's like, call him like, I mean, the youngest in charge. That's what I call him. He's a special coach, and I'm really blessed to be around a guy like that.
High praise for Chuck Smith. High praise. Jeremy, you felt all along Zach Orr didn't get enough credit.
Yeah, look, I felt early. I mean, there is, I don't want to say a grace period, because you have expectations coming in after you had Mike McDonald, right? Like, it's like, what is this guy going to do now? And when things didn't start off the way that you'd hoped they would, you're going, uh-oh. Well, maybe. I thought they made a huge mistake in letting Mike McDonald walk. I don't know what the right answer would have been there.
Well, he's having
letting Harbaugh walk, or you get what I'm saying. Yeah. But fact of the matter is, you bring in a former player, a young guy like that, and you don't know what's going on. And then when they brought Dean Pease over, it did feel like that there was some sort of change, and I felt like everybody was giving him credit. But I felt like there were some signs leading up to that that you could have seen that Zach Orr had a lot to do with this.
You took offense. You almost took offense to the Dean Pease credit like you were part of it.
Well, because, I mean, basically, yeah, because this is something where you had a guy, they did something to bring in a guy to kind of help. Now, maybe what Dean Pease did is just kind of calm the situation down. This is what I would do. Look at this. And then he gets to kind of focus on things and not worry about some of the other day-to-day stuff or however they orchestrated it. I don't think Zach Orr didn't know how to run a defense. I think they had some bad luck. They had some miscommunication. Some things go on. You had some injuries as well. And then now you look at it and you go, look at what happened the rest of the season, and everybody, because Dean Pease came on and then things got good, it's like, oh, he's the sole reason. I don't want to take anything away from Dean Pease. I know it makes it sound like that, yeah, but he deserves some credit, Zach Orr.
Yeah, that's the difficulty here. I felt the same way you did. I was kind of resentful, and I was not happy, and I liked Dean Pease, but I was not happy when they brought him back because I never liked his brand of defense.
Yeah.
This whole bend but not break and give up huge plays, and it ain't my thing. I like McDonald's style better. But I also think it was unfair to Zach Orr because he just got the job. He's never been a DC before. But give him a chance. And, like, you know, as things came around, and Pease may have calmed the waters and given him some sage advice as an old veteran who's done this for different teams. And that's great. But I thought that Orr got too little credit and Pease too much credit, in my opinion. And obviously it was not, you know, I was not in the meeting rooms. I don't know exactly what happened, but that was my impression. Orr got treated unfairly.
Dean Pease's presence was beneficial to the Ravens defense.
Mm-hmm.
You say what you want, his presence was. Who gets the credit? You can give Zach all the credit, but Dean Pease's presence was beneficial to the Ravens defense. I believe it's Zach Orr's defense all along. I do. I believe that. But his presence was significant.
How do you know, though?
That's why you brought him in. His presence, I mean, I'm not saying it was his ideas, but sometimes just having that buffer there, sometimes having that guy to bounce things off of, to not tell you what to do, but to validate your thoughts in the first place, to give you confidence. His presence was benefit. It wasn't for naught.
Again,
to give him credit for the defense, because I think we're doing one of two things. We either give Dean Pease too much credit or none at all.
Mm-hmm.
When I think he was beneficial to the defense, even to Zach Orr. Maybe not to the 11 players that are on the field right now, but to Zach Orr. I mean, you bring a guy like that in, to me, it was like validating what I'm thinking anyway. If I could bounce it off of you and you co-sign what I'm saying, okay, now I feel confident about it because I trust you. I think Zach Orr trusted Dean Pease and John Harbaugh needed to bring in a guy that Zach Orr trusts.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I think this to dismiss Pease is a mistake as well.
Nobody's dismissing.
But I feel like you were doing one of two things. We're either dismissing him or giving him too much credit.
I mean, no, you don't have to. But that's what people do. I don't think we do. I don't do that.
I think it's
everything tempered because you don't know for sure. I don't know. It's like you look out the window. The ground's wet. Did it rain or sweet street sweeper came by? I don't know. All I know is the ground's wet. All I know is the Ravens defense got better. Dean Pease did come by, but I don't know exactly what caused it. I don't know. I see the result, like I see the wet sidewalk, but I don't know exactly what caused it. And that's the discussion.
410-583-1057 is the number. Trey and Joppa. What's up, Trey?
What's up, fellas?
Good morning.
Great topic. I was so glad to hear Chuck Smith come out and defend Zach Orr yesterday the way he did. I thought that, you know, Ed, you kind of said it a little bit. I thought we gave Dean way too much credit for the turnaround.
Trey, let me stop you for a second. Defended him from who? Who gave him too much credit?
Everybody.
Who gave Dean Pease too much?
Fanbase.
Exactly.
Did. Yeah.
But that's my point. Like I didn't hear the Ravens talking about Dean Pease. I didn't hear the coaching staff talking.
But why
too
would
much
they
credit.
Do it? It's everybody that calls it.
But I think if you follow the lead of the team, you understand who they're giving credit to, and they were giving credit all along, in my opinion, to Zach Orr.
Yeah, but like that's what teams.
I'm sorry,
do.
Trey. I cut you off. Go ahead, finish up. I'm sorry.
You did. I agree with Jeremy though. I think it was the callers, maybe a couple different shows. You just kept hearing Dean Pease's name, and I say this. It's not Zach Orr's fault that Kyle Hamilton dropped an interception to win the game against Cleveland. It's not Zach Orr's fault that Marcus Williams played so bad. He might not even be a player in the NFL. You know,
horrible.
Guys just started playing better. Guys just started playing better. Darius Washington getting thrown into the lineup. The defense just started playing better. If the offense was struggling to score in the red zone, we wouldn't be talking about George, and they turned it around. We wouldn't be saying George Warhop came in here with the O-line and all of a sudden things changed. We would say Todd Monken called a better game. I just think it was too much was credit was given to Dean Pease.
I think too much validation is given to fan base.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People call and say, I'm tired of people disrespecting Lamar Jackson. Who disrespects Lamar Jackson? Because everybody in the league loves him. It's like the people, we give more validation to people who know nothing than people who actually are part of the game.
That's the whole world, though.
Exactly. But like, I think too much credit was given to Dean Pease. From who? From people who aren't around? Because the people who are around gave Zach Orr so much credit. The players talked about Zach Orr. So why are we giving callers?
But why? We're not taking what players say to heart. I mean, they're not going to tell.
They're never going
to
say. They're not going to tell.
They're
the
not going to say anything negative about. Like, how many guys come through the media and go, "Yeah, Zach Orr's not doing anything. Dean Pease saved us."
No, I'm talking about the tone of what they were saying. It was obvious that Zach Orr over the season became a better DC. If you listen to that tone, I hear there's trouble in the clubhouse. From who'd you hear that from? And we run with that. Everybody who's in the club, I'll tell you, no, it's not. But you run with people who aren't in, have nothing to do. We run with the comments of people who aren't in the Ravens huddle of who gets the credit for the defense. You're not in the huddle. What are we rubbing? I think it's just too much credit given to Dean Pease. From who? Because I didn't hear anybody that wears that uniform or sits on that sideline give so much credit to Dean Pease.
Well, who's been criticizing Mike Elias? The fan base.
Yeah. And we run.
Not the players.
And hosts. Yeah. Yeah. And we run with that. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, dude. I know you talk sports, but I'm seeing you around. How do you know what's going on? That's what I'm saying. I don't hear anybody that's in the NFL disrespecting Zach Orr. I think Zach Orr is a phenomenal young DC. I do. And I think, but I think Dean Pease's presence, Ed, evidently you were an outstanding police officer. You rose at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
How important were, when you were younger, the older officers? I'm sure there was a veteran. They don't get the credit, but without their presence, maybe you wouldn't be what you become. Yeah. I think that's Dean Pease.
My first lieutenant, Lou Anamone, we ended up running the department together.
I think that's Dean Pease.
Yep.
I think Dean Pease came only to get out of Zach Orr what Zach Orr was capable of doing. It's his capabilities, but you brought in somebody who was his Yoda. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's what you brought in. I'm just bringing out of you what you already have. I think that's Dean Pease's presence.
After you already said that, you don't know. What the hell you talking about, man? You don't know.
We're a little stupid at 8:15. But on the other side, Kevin Brown, voice of the Baltimore Orioles, joins us up next on The Fan.
Westberg down the line and left. It's gone. Tucked inside the pole. And Jordan Westberg has been annihilating pitches in his first two games back. This is what it's supposed to look like, folks.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us right now, voice of the Orioles, courtesy of Window Nation guest hotline. He is Kevin Brown. Good morning to you, Mr. Brown.
Hi, Rob, and everybody else. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Man, this is what it's supposed to look like. It's fun calling those games, isn't it?
Yes, it was. It was an offensive explosion, the likes of which we haven't seen in a while. And it was not lost on me in that moment that it was a lineup featuring Jordan Westberg and Cole Kauser and Cedric Mullins. And when you looked at this Orioles team, I know what I did at the start of the year, and I know you guys did too. You looked 1-9 and you went, wow, there really isn't a hole. And obviously that changed because of all the injuries and inconsistency. But last night's lineup just looked on paper maybe like the best lineup of the year, because even those first four games, Gunnar Henderson wasn't back yet. So it was refreshing to see those nine line up on the card and then those nine do what they did.
Do you think because of that, because we talked about this earlier, I mean, obviously Westberg's presence was sorely missed. You mentioned Gunnar not being here at the beginning. So these guys haven't had the lineup that won 192 games in the last 2 years. Now that it's pretty much back, what do you expect going forward?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be 10 every night, but a lot more fives and sixes and sevens, I think. I thought
that sounds like my Friday nights. Sorry. A lot more fives. Sounds like my Friday nights. A lot more fives, sixes, and sevens than tens. So
hey, a lot more fives. Pretty good, you know?
They add
sixes
up.
And sevens, a win for you. Thursday, who knows? But I really thought, genuinely, this team coming into the year was going to be a top five offense in baseball. They were last year for most of the year. I think they ended up fifth in scoring, fourth or fifth in runs per game. And so that's been the real surprise of the season to me has been the struggles of the offense. But it's obviously all magnified by Colton Kauser being out since literally the first series of the year. Westberg played most of April, but he was hurt. And talking to Brandon Hyde back in April, that first series, Jordan had the fourth game of the year off because he was a little banged up. He got a little banged up in spring. He got a little banged up in Toronto. He clearly wasn't right the whole month of April. So he was there, but he was never really fully there. It took Gunnar Henderson a while to come back. He missed the whole final month of spring training. So Jordan, talking to him, it seems like he's been very intentional about his rehab and getting his body like 100% right for the first time this year. Hauser's been back for a little over a week now. Gunnar look, frankly, look like Gunner again. Gunner's hitting lefties again. That's when I know Gunner is really back to being Gunner. And Adley Rutschman, obviously, in the past week plus, has started to come out of it. So, record-wise, where this team ends up, who knows? I have no idea what's going to happen there. Obviously, they've got a long way to go, and they know that. But you roll with this lineup. You try to keep these guys healthy. Get a couple more guys back in the next week. I really think this team could go on an offensive heater. And the way the bullpen's pitching, who knows? We see the standings, right? Nobody here is naive. Like, the Orioles are not going to make up 12 games tomorrow. But they finally have a team that feels like can go on a little bit of a run here. And not need to, by the way, win every game 3-2. That can't be your margin for error. Now they can win some games 7-5.
What do you there's a lot to talk about here. Talking about going on a run, scoring runs. Today might be a little bit difficult with the way that they've hit left-handed pitching and with Tarik Skubal. What do you make of Skubal? Because kind of like burst onto the scene a couple years ago, and he's just been lights out.
I don't know if he's already locked up the Cy Young for this year. It's June 12th, but he kind of feels like he has.
Yeah.
It's an amazing story, guys. It's a ninth-round pick. The kid's a ninth-round pick, Tarik Skubal, out of Seattle University. Not a baseball power. And he's got a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 105-7. That's 15-1 for those of us who weren't math majors, which is most. 105-7. A couple of starts ago, he threw 103 miles per hour on the final pitch of a complete game.
Yeah.
So, to me, right now, this is the single nastiest pitcher in baseball. Paul Skeens, no doubt, amazing. Having an amazing, amazing year, second year with Pittsburgh. You get some great pitchers, Garrett Crochet with the Red Sox we've seen. Hunter Brown for Houston's had a great year. Chris Sale's coming on. It's Tarik Skubal's world above everybody else right now. And I think what makes him so nasty, not only does he throw, again, 103 on the last pitch of the game sometimes, his changeup, and Orioles players saw this in Detroit, his changeup is one of the best pitches in baseball. I think it's not necessarily because of the movement on it. It's because of the arm action. And the way he mirrors his changeup and his 100-mile-an-hour fastball makes it impossible to pick up. By the way, he's got a slider just for fun, too. So I think that changeup fastball combination makes him the hardest guy to pick up in baseball. And yeah, the Orioles have struggled against lefties, but hey, every team is struggling against Tarik Skubal. So the good news is the last time the Orioles faced Tarik Skubal, it's an unrecognizable lineup from what it is today. And I'm not saying that means they're going to win today, but you got a better shot. The last time the Orioles faced him, you had Mullins out, Couser out, Westberg out. Gary Sanchez was hitting fifth. Dylan Carlson, who really hadn't had a hit all year, literally hadn't, was hitting sixth. You had more lefties in there than you would have liked. So the Orioles will roll out a pretty good nine today, and hopefully they'll at least be competitive enough and get into a bullpen that they got to last night. But, hey, as a fan of baseball, as a fan of the Orioles, you don't want to see Tarik Skubal. But if you're just a baseball fan, you want to see what modern-day pitching greatness looks like. Watch Tarik Skubal. Mm-hmm. It's one heck of a show tonight.
Kevin Brown, you're one heck of an announcer. Thanks a lot for your time this morning, man.
Oh, look at that. That's a great way to wrap it up. Beautiful segue. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks a lot, my friend. Let's not forget my little brother's pitching tonight, dude.
Tarik.
Kramer.
Oh, sorry. I keep doing that. Just thinking like
Kramer. Let's go to Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, man?
I want to get your opinion, Rob. I'm serious about this. All right, so say last night, right, we had Chris Sutton at the eighth spot, right, when we went on that rally at the top of the eighth.
Uh-huh.
Will we had even won by 9 runs?
If you had who? Kerstad?
Yeah.
At the ninth spot? The eighth spot?
Eighth. Over
Mullins? I don't think that's fair. I think maybe at the seventh spot over Luriano. He's not starting over Mullins. Mullins is a center fielder. Turks, he's never playing center field. So if you have him in the eighth spot but playing for Luriano, then I think, yeah, you can have some of the same results.
I just don't think that he works the pitch count. Like, he doesn't, like, make the pitcher work.
You're right prior to 3 weeks ago. Look it up. Look. You can track that on Baseball Savant. 3 weeks ago, you said that. You're right. for the last 3 weeks, you're absolutely wrong. He's a different hitter, especially the month of June. He's been a completely different hitter. Look at the numbers. I would have agreed with you 3 weeks ago, but he was starting to figure it out. And people around the clubhouse, I'm talking coaches and players, were commenting on the fact that he looked different at the plate. He and Mayo, they looked different at the plate. If you came to me 2-3 weeks ago and said that, I would agree with you wholeheartedly. But this kid over the last, I would say 2 weeks, has looked like a different hitter. But you can't, it's unfair to say if he's in the eighth spot over Mullins because he's not playing center field. Give me Laureano when he's playing right field. You know, but he's not. Yeah, defensively alone, will we be 1-9? No, because him in center field is not good.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know you need right-handed bats and everything, but I'd still rather see, as you're pointing out, Kjerstad over Ramon.
Yeah.
And I know it's it right now for me, it doesn't matter who the better player is. You have to find out he's done everything in AAA. So is Kobe Mayo. There's nothing
doing?
Left to do.
What are we doing?
There's nothing.
What are we doing right now? Where are we going? That's my question. Ramon Laureano, I love him. Trust me, he's a dude in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
He is a dude in the clubhouse. But he ain't my future. He's not my future. Steve Molesky joins us at 8 o'clock, but on the other side, an anonymous poll conducted by The Athletic shows players have a neutral view of the Orioles. What does that mean in the future of the franchise? Baltimore's big, bad morning show on the...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Fan, you guys got to check this poll out. In The Athletic, it talks about managers that people want to play for, organizations that people want to play for. And the Orioles used to be, a couple of years ago, high up on the list. Now people are pretty neutral. Ed, do you think that impacts the future, or that's a reflection, I should say, on the future of the franchise?
Yeah, I don't think it impacts. It may be a reflection. Because that's a change. It's a big change where you go from positive to neutral. In my opinion, not good. Not good.
No, it's not good at all.
Because neutral is almost like apathetic. You know what I mean? We talk about that with fan base. You know, you talk about players. Man, that sounds like a kind of a bad sign to me.
Jeremy?
Oh, man. This is it's tough because I look at things just regarding the O's and how you looked at things last year and where we were. It does seem like, because you've asked the question a couple of times, the past 2 years an anomaly or is this?
Right.
And I feel like when you look at the way that they've played recently, I think it kind of gives you a little bit of hope, but yeah. You can't look at the same thing that when you're looking at this team that whether or not they have to make trades. They're going to have to figure it out once they get to that point around the trade deadline to say, hey, this is who we are. We got to retool. I don't think it's a rebuild, just like when we talked to, who was it yesterday, Brendan?
Right.
Yeah, like this is something where fans are so fickle at times that whatever's happening right now is how they're going to yes. be the rest of the year. And we've already seen differences in teams. We saw the A's get off to a hot start and then lose whatever it was, 9 out of 10 or however many games it was, 18 out of 20 or something ridiculous. You know, we've watched other teams start off completely hot and fall apart too and then go the other way. So I just think that it's such a long season. You got to let it play out. But I do think fans are getting, you know, tired of seeing this because now they have expectations.
Yeah, they definitely have expectations.
Ed, follow me on this. I agree with you. Neutral sometimes relates turns into apathy. But I think in this case, neutral is positive for the future because I think these players are looking at this like, man, this team sucks right now, but I want to see if they turn it around. I want to see if they are back because I think if they go based on just right now, it's all negative. But I think the neutral part to me represents, man, I saw what they can do. They did the last 2.5 years. Let's see if they get out of this next year. So I'm going to remain neutral right now.
I don't know. I think they'd be positive. I feel like they'd be different. I think if the players were saying like, hey, I've seen what they can do. This is just an anomaly. This is a one-off year. I'd be positive saying, I know what we can do. When in neutral, it's like, meh, I don't know.
But if you look at the teams that they're negative about, those are all obviously bad teams. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of teams that they're neutral about that are kind of in a similar situation with the Orioles. So that's why I'm only going by.
Who else in the category, if you know, with them?
Oh, shoot, man. You put me on this. Diamondbacks. Diamondbacks were in the World Series just 2 years ago. And last year they were decent. This year they're 500 with some injuries.
Yeah,
and the Brewers. Brewers been in the playoffs.
Brewers have been good.
Exactly. Yeah. But right now they're not what they used to be. So when you look at those teams, those are the neutral teams. And that's why the way I'm reading it is these are teams that have been good, but not playing as good as they were playing before, so let's wait and see.
Yeah, Brewers, by the way, calling up a flamethrower today, Mizorowski. You're going to want to watch this guy pitch. Yeah. I mean, I think he was leading the minors in K's.
If they were neutral about, let me throw a team, the A's, then I'm like, yeah, that's not good. But they're neutral about teams that had recent success, Jeremy, but right now are questionable. That's why I'm reading that as, let me wait and see.
But that's why I hate this like anonymous poll, because like, who is it? And I know you can't, people don't want to come out and say it, but like, you can make this stuff up if you want to. If it's anonymous, it doesn't even have to be true. Yeah. And again, with the media nowadays, and I know we've all heard it, like, who do you trust? Go to X and see who's first on a story.
I didn't trust anything with AI and all these things that are out there. Like, they're making everything up.
There's a guy on Twitter named NBA Centel. People think it's like Central, but he left the R out because there's another Twitter handle. Mm-hmm. He just posts fake stories, and you'll see that thing get retweeted thousands of times. He did one yesterday. He did one with Angel Reese saying she had a triple-double with points, rebounds, and the numbers were ridiculous, and people are like, what do you got to say now? And he's just sitting back laughing because you're running with a fake story.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, you have the sources for this?
This is at the bottom of the article. Note, responses reflect answers to two questions. Which organizations have good reputations among players? There was 126 respondents. And which organizations have bad reputations among players? 115 respondents. They were allowed to multiple answers to each question. And they conducted this interview, the poll, between late February and early May of 2025.
So is this about last year, how things are right now, or how it's been over a period of time?
But you're also part of the season, though, too, because it's May. They ended it at May of 2025, right.
So, you know, I mean.
And we started off terrible.
Let me ask you a question. Also, bad reputations amongst players. How many teams or how many players on this team in the last year of the contract who want to sign? What did they ask Cedric Mullins? Or they asked Ryan O'Hearn. These guys want to resign.
They want to be here. Yeah.
Exactly. They haven't been thrown a contract. So they may not say the best things right now. I looked at, again, if the Oakland A's are neutral, or the A's, then I'm like, yeah, I don't want to be neutral. But the fact is, a team that was in the World Series 2 years ago and a team that won the NL Central for, what, the last 4 years almost, that's not a bad place to be. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Commissions Baltimore at 9 o'clock. World of Stupid at 8:15. But on the other side, veteran, media veteran, guy who knows all about the Orioles inside and out. In fact, when the Orioles were horrible and all these guys that are playing right now were in the minors, Steve Molesky told you all about him. He's going to join us, talk some baseball up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.